Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Shane Dagey of the Spur of the Moment podcast, and
I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 13.
Episode 13, and we have Drew on a conference call, and I was at the game last night, and we got a lot to cover today with the Spurs taking a 114-109 loss to the Cleveland Cavs. We got a lot to touch on. That one actually was a moment of enlightenment for me as a Spurs fan, of something I've talked about on previous episodes. Drew, what are your thoughts about last night?
Yeah, tough loss. We got bullied in the paint. They have Jared Allen, Evan Mobley. They had a young, good, great talent. Darius Garland's a great player. And the second half, again, we were missing a lot of shots.
Yeah, the second half was tough for the Spurs. There was always a close game throughout. There's nobody that really widened the gap, but they just were always a step behind, it seemed like, and couldn't come up with some clutch shots at the end. I think we counted in the last 2 minutes, they were 0 of 4 on three-pointers and 0 of 3 on free throws, and that really, you know, couldn't get them those shots that were needed to come away with a victory. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I read something on my TV that it said that they didn't score a bucket in like 5 minutes at one point in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. It felt like it just slipped out of their hands, that they had the opportunity. And you would think a team with more experience and a little more battle-tested in the NBA, as these guys will eventually be, will come away with a victory. But last night they didn't, and the Cavs are a good team, and they took advantage of it. So let's get to our top two, bottom two for the game last night. And I've got the top two, and Drew's going to cover the bottom two. So, I mean, it goes without saying, I think, but DeJounte Murray, 30 points, 14 boards, 8 assists, almost another triple-double, but the second game in a row with 30-plus points. Phenomenal what he's doing lately. And really in that push to make the All-Star game, he's doing a lot of leadership things for the Spurs. And also just shorthanded without Derek White. That's the elephant in the room that, you know, Derek White's there. I think a lot changes. DeJounte Murray was my number one on my top two. And then my number two on my top two, and it looks to be like his shot was back in full form last night, was Mr. Keldon Johnson. He had 18 points and hit 4 threes and really just continues his efficiency shooting from three-point line. So definitely a contributing factor for Keldon and DeJounte Murray as our top two. All right, I'm going to kick it over to you, Drew, for the bottom two.
The bottom two, number one, I have Joakim Poeltl, who had 12 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals, but 0 points, which is unacceptable, and it proved because they outscored us in the paint 60-40. What were your thoughts on him?
Ah, man, that could take me a while, because last night Joakim Poeltl's output or lack of output really brought a lot to my attention. You know, we talked about the seesaw of the Spurs being in the play-in game or the Spurs getting a draft pick, which is what it is, but with the number of posts that are available in this year's draft, I kind of started changing my tune after I watched the way Mobley and Jared Allen did Joakim Poeltl. I mean, he was really out of it last night, and I thought you were watching a good center. I mean, Jakob's good defensively. He rebounds well, but against a closer to great center, and I think that brought to light for me that maybe we need to think about getting a draft pick so we could get a post to build around, because that did not look like a starting NBA post. Backup, fine. Bring him off the bench for defense and rebounds. But that game last night, it was rough for Mr. Poeltl. Who was your other of your bottom two, Drew?
My other bottom two is going to be Mr. Doug McDermott, who struggled on his return to action. But he scored 9 points, hit 3 threes, but he missed his other 10 shots. That's what got him on my second bottom two.
Yeah, and, you know, it'll take time for guys that have extended layoff just getting back in game shape. But he also had 4 turnovers and, you know, just trying to get back in sync. I think tonight you may see a sharper shooter, Dougie McBuckets. I know out of those three threes, if I'm not mistaken, they might have all been in the first half, and then it just kind of, the shot went sour. So maybe that's a conditioning issue. So good. We had the exact same bottom two guys once again. So excellent work, Drew. So, yeah, I want to touch on a few things about last night's game. You know, we've talked before about, do we want the Spurs getting a draft pick, or do we want the Spurs making a playoff spot? But I walked away from that game last night thinking it may not be such a bad thing for us to get more lottery balls in there and really try to get a post. I can name three or four posts just off the top of my head that 7-footer, 6'10", 6'11", that are available in the top five picks of the draft. And I thought after watching that, I was like, well, I mean, we're forcing Jakob Poeltl to try to bang with some of the Joel Embiids and Jared Allens of the world, and we need our own Joel Embiid, Jared Allen. But not to be hard, I mean, we love Jakob to death, but that one last night was just a rotten egg. So anyway, that was just some observations I had. Landale came off the bench and did some stuff, and you know, Lonnie Walker ended up having a little better night shooting off the bench as well. I thought Devin Vassell's night, he did what Devin Vassell does, hit a couple threes, you know, nothing just way outstanding last night for him, but it good enough. And but I thought the glaring weakness for us was, like you said earlier, in the paint with Jakob Poeltl. And I thought, you know, Jock Landale, you know, could have done a little bit more. But anyway, we'll see how it goes tonight. We got a back-to-back, which we know how the Spurs are in back-to-backs tonight. Any other thoughts about yours from last night's game, Drew?
Yeah, Bryn Forbes came off the bench. He hit 4-3 in 17 minutes, 15 points.
Yeah, that was awesome, my Bryn. And, you know, definitely those threes are what he does, and that kept us in the game. So, you know, that was a tough one last night at home. We've now come back from the 1-6 road trip, and now we're sitting 0-2 at home. You know, the other thing to bring mention to is Derek White. Derek White's absence, I think his value is really being shown. Just as a defensive factor guarding some of the guards, but also just all the things he can do for us offensively. So we're really missing him. I think his COVID was a little bit worse than a lot of the guys, because he hasn't been able to test out while the other ones have come back. What are your thoughts about Derek White?
Yeah, we've been missing him, especially tonight against the Clippers. I really wish we could have had him tonight. I wish we could have him tonight, but it doesn't look like that. But he's really shown that he's a really huge part of this team.
Yeah, for sure. In his absence, we can see how much we're missing with Derek. This is normally the part we've been doing questions, but we don't have any questions today. But just going to remind you to, you can always email spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text us at 512-540-1626. So next episode, hopefully we'll get some more questions in. We've had some good ones from the people that have sent, so we'll keep that rolling. I'm going to take you to this day in Spurs history, and I went back a little bit on this one, but I'm staying with my theme of, you know, I said we were getting a lot of wins. Well, this one was in 2000, the year 2000, the San Antonio Spurs on this date played the Seattle Supersonics, all right, who are no longer in the as far as the team. What are the Supersonics? Is that the Pelicans now?
I think it's the Thunder.
Oh, the Thunder. Oh, yeah.
Kevin Durant transferred from.
Ah, yeah. That's right. And drew on it as usual. But the Spurs ended up dropping that game to the Seattle Supersonics 91-85. That was two of the best teams in the NBA that year in the year 2000. The Sonics were 24-13, and the Spurs were 24-14 after that one. But your leading scorer, big fundamental, Tim Duncan had 32 points and 16 boards that night. David Robinson had 20 points and 7 boards that night. And then Jaren Jackson chipped in with 10 points, knocked down a couple threes. Jaren Jackson, whose son now plays for the Memphis Grizzlies, Jaren Jackson Jr. And also that night, Duncan had 4 blocks. So Spurs ended up catching that L that night 22 years ago and against the Sonics. For them, they had Gary Payton, the glove is what they called him. He was their leading scorer, and he had 25-8-8 that night. So, you know, the Sonics there. And then the Spurs tie-in, Brent Berry, who later played in his career for the Spurs, ended up with 12 points, hitting a couple threes. But that was this day in Spurs history, and we'll get back at it again with your next one. So let's get into Drew. Let's go kick to you for the preview of tonight's game with the LA Clippers.
Yep. So the Spurs are going to be hosting the Clippers. Both teams are really struggling, as the Clippers are 4-6 in their last 10, and the San Antonio Spurs are obviously looking to snap that 5-game losing streak. As the Clippers have been very injured riddled this year, with Leonard out for most of the season, I believe, and Paul George out and will be reevaluated next week. But they do have some good players that are going to be active for tonight's game, I think. Reggie Jackson, who gets them 16 a game, and Marcus Morris, who gets them 16 a game also. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, those two guys, you know, we've learned with the Spurs team, they can't take any opponent for granted. I know the Clippers are much different team whenever Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are with them. But right now, if we're going to get this win, it's time to take advantage of it. And, I know that I think the Spurs are favored by 2.5 with the Las Vegas lines tonight. So hopefully we can get back in the winning ways and bounce back. Now, this is the second game of back-to-back, and we know how that's a tough time. But yeah, the Clippers, Reggie Jackson has really been doing some things. Morris has been doing some good things. And then Zubac in the middle, the big center, is going to be a tough challenge for Jakob. They're going to bang and battle for rebounds. And hopefully Jakob can get back at it tonight. I know it's a little harsh on him, but you know, we need to have a better outing from him tonight. So let's talk about our players that you think are going to go off tonight, and then your prediction, Drew.
Yeah, so my player who I think is going to go off is going to be DeJounte Murray, who last time they faced the Clippers, he had a triple-double. So that's who I think is going to go off. And my prediction for this game is I have the Spurs winning by 6. Because the last time we faced them, we won 116-92 without Paul George. So, I have them winning by 6.
Okay. So, all right. Spurs win prediction for Mr. Drew tonight. And, yeah, that was on December 20th, and that was in L.A., formerly the Staples Center. And, yeah, the Spurs walked away 116-92 that night. So, all right, Drew's calling for DeJounte Murray. I'm going to go ahead and – as hard as I was on him, my player for tonight to click, I think we're going to have a bounce-back game from Jakob Poeltl. And I do. I think after last night, that was so rough for him. The last time we played the Clippers, he had 17 points, 11 boards, 5 assists. That was a great night for him in the against the Clippers. And he ended up blocking 2 shots as well. So I'm going to say Jakob Poeltl. And I think after last night, I know it's going to back-to-back, which is the only thing in my mind that's going to keep it somewhat close. But I think the Spurs are going to walk away with a 9-point victory tonight. And hopefully we can get back at the Clippers and get back to some winning ways, because we got another tough test coming up right after the Clippers game. Right after that, we got the Phoenix Suns coming in, if I'm not mistaken. And we need to get them while we can.
Yeah, because the Suns are the best team in the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah. No, They're definitely really talented. So hopefully we can get this one, because I know the Suns are looming on Monday and the Nets are looming on Friday and the 76ers are looming next Sunday. So we need to get the wins that we can while we can. So that'll be tonight at 7:30 Central Time in San Antonio. LA Clippers playing the San Antonio Spurs. And we'll be back with you guys to recap and go over that game as well. So not a great one against the Cavs tonight, but hopefully a bounce back against the Clippers. So thank you for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast.
And go Spurs, go!